Perhaps you've heard the story of the Shakespearean actor who was known everywhere for his readings and recitations from the classics. He would always end his performances with a reading of the 23rd Psalm. Each night, without exception, as the actor began his recitation, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," the crowd would listen attentively. And then at the conclusion of the psalm, they would rise in thunderous applause in appreciation of the actor's incredible ability to bring the verse to life. But one night, just before the actor was to offer his customary recital of Psalm 23, a young man from the audience spoke up. "Sir, do you mind if tonight I recite Psalm 23? The actor was quite taken aback by this unusual request, but he allowed the young man to come forward and stand front and center on the stage to recite the psalm, knowing that the ability of this unskilled youth would be no match for his own talent. With a soft voice, the young man began to recite the words of the psalm. When he was finished, there was no applause. There was no standing ovation as on other nights. All that could be heard was the sound of weeping. The audience had been so moved by the young man's recitation that every eye was full of tears. Amazed by what he had heard, the actor said to the youth, "I don't understand. I've been performing Psalm 23 for years and years. I have a lifetime of experience and training, but I've never been able to move an audience as you have tonight. Tell me, what is your secret?" The young man quietly replied, "Well, sir, you may know the psalm, but I know the shepherd." The passion of Jesus Christ. Lots of people know the story. They can tell you the facts. They can give you all the details of what happened. They can paint a vivid picture of the suffering and death of the famous carpenter from Galilee. People have seen the movies. They've read the articles telling of the latest research. Unfortunately, the passion of Jesus is useless, a waste, if all we do is regurgitate information about that first Good Friday. Jesus died for nothing if you and I do not, through faith, live in constant relationship with the event of Calvary. We can look at a crucifix and say, in a somewhat impersonal or detached way, "Wow, isn't it amazing how Jesus gave up his life so that people's sins could be forgiven?" We can understand in an abstract and intellectual way that Jesus took the sins of the world upon himself and went to his death and took the punishment that other people deserve. When I look at the crucifix, there ought to be something that really hits me and makes me say, I had something to do with this. He is nailed to that cross because of my poor decisions, my sins, my betrayal. And then maybe when the full impact of what Jesus did hits us, we would be tempted toward shame, an overwhelming sense of guilt. How could I have done something to Jesus, the Son of God? How could I do that to him? And the temptation might be simply to spiral down in guilt and shame, maybe even begging the Lord to take the burden away from him and put it on our shoulders where it belongs. But this is where knowing the shepherd comes in. People might think that if they grew in their relationship with Jesus, they might reach a point where they wouldn't allow or they wouldn't want Jesus to take their sins upon him. They'd love him so much that they would not want him to do that because they'd know the burden of that pain. They'd know the results of that. And so they might be tempted to just say, no, Lord, I will carry that myself. I don't want to put my burdens on you. That's not what a loving friend does. I don't want to do that to you. So I'm just going to carry the weight of my sins myself. But if we really know the shepherd, when we really come to know Jesus deeply, personally, we know that exactly what he wants us to do is to take our sins, our weaknesses, our burdens, and place them directly on his shoulders. He invites us to surrender any kind of attitude that would keep us from fully placing the weight of our sins on his shoulders. We can barely fathom a love that great. But it's real. And if we are going to grow in our relationship with Jesus, then we must learn how to be personally invested and engaged with what he did for us on Calvary. We have to learn day by day by day how to give our troubles, our sins, our struggles, our frustrations, our grief to him. And he doesn't take it begrudgingly. He doesn't resent us for heaping our burdens upon him. He simply invites us and says, come. I will set you free.